Welcome to the Stream of David on Om Times Radio with best-selling author, channel, and creator of the Taya spiritual practice, David Strickel, shares the eternal wisdom of the consciousness called the Stream. The Stream of David show is fun and informative and seeks to not only answer all your spiritual and life questions, but to also provide proven tools to navigate life's obstacles and find a path to joy, clarity, and abundance by hearing the Stream's no-nonsense, direct approach to spirituality. Prepare to have your mind blown and receive clarity on your life and the universe like you perhaps never have before. And now, your host, David Strickel.
Welcome to the Stream of David show. I am here with our regular co-host, Matt Garten. Hi, Matt.
Hey, David. How are you? Hello, everyone.
Very good. Thank you.
It's my radio voice.
Yes, you have a good radio voice, actually.
Oh, thank you.
Aw.
So do you.
Oh, thanks. Well, now that we've raised the vibe with compliments and flattery, let's dive into the topic. I love the topic. Disrupting your life for positive change.
Yep.
And you know, this term disruption came about, I don't know, probably what, 10 years ago, we heard it in the tech industry. You know, everybody's disrupting something. And of course, some people disrupted things better than others. I think we see a disruption on the planet right now happening, and the Stream talks about that quite a bit. But what I want to dive into is the fact that we really can't bring major change to our life without a disruptive vibration. So I'll kind of toss that over to you, Matt, and kind of share with us what you think about that.
I think, I think it's an exciting idea, and I love it. They talk about disruption a lot in advertising. I grew up in advertising, as in that was my first couple of jobs, and there was a famous book out called How Are You Going to Disrupt People's Perception of the Brand and stuff. So I like this idea of change requires things to not be the same anymore, and things not being the same anymore is disruption. And I think what happens is we get lazy and habitual, and we kind of, have Stockholm syndrome, where we fall in love with our less than perfect lives. Not that we'll ever have perfect lives, but you kind of get used to, the shower door not closing properly, or the car not starting right, or the things in your life that you kind of don't really like, but you put up with. And so this idea of disrupting them to change long-held habits, I really like. I really want to dive in with you and the Stream about how do you change your vibration to shift those long-held habits, because that's kind of your vibrational set point. And shifting that vibrational set point is where the real change happens. So I think, I think disruption's a great thing. And I think we shouldn't be scared of it. People are told to be scared of what's new and be scared of chaotic things that are happening. But often, after that storm comes this beautiful, all the old's been cleared out, and now there's space for the new to come through.
Exactly. And understanding that negative serves a great purpose, that negative serves the purpose of highlighting what we need to quote unquote perfect to manifest the very best version of whatever it is that we're looking to manifest. So just like starting a business, along the way, it never ends up being exactly what your vision was, because the universe sort of has its own version, right, of how things are going to end up being. And we have this is just one example. It really is true in every area of creation. When you have an idea of what you want and it's really specific and you're really laser focused on it, you're probably going to get really close to that as long as you keep raising your vibration and raising your vibration and raising your vibration. And the reason that I'm saying that is because inevitably polarity is going to drag your vibration down in the process of creating anything. And during this process of dragging your vibration down, you're going to create obstacles along the way. And those obstacles can serve to either destroy your dream or make it better. And at your best, you're going up in vibration and solving these obstacles and making whatever your new creation is better, a better version of. A more perfect version of, if you will. And of course, we don't really, the idea of perfection is not some sort of a destination where you're perfect and that's it. There's no such thing as that, really. Nothing's perfect because there's contrast on all topics. But the very best version of, and we use the term perfect loosely, saying the very best version of. And we're all creators. So when we have these disruptions, when we have these obstacles that come along, they are there to serve the purpose of causing us to go deeper and create even better. And when we start embracing our obstacles and seeing them that way, life really changes.
Mm-hmm. And it becomes more fun, for one. And you start to look forward to those challenges. You know, because you know, once you start to trust that you will get through them and that actually their purpose is to help you to grow and evolve, you just start to deal with them in a more lighthearted way, I think.
Definitely. Well, when you get really confident about your ability to solve anything, and, you know, we talk about zooming out a lot. If you listen to the show regularly, you've heard us use the term zooming out. It's something the stream came up with not too long ago, and we're actually integrating it very heavily into our boot camp program and the Taya practice to really teach people that are learning the Taya practice to stop and zoom out. And the very best tools we've come up with so far is remembering when you're down in lower vibration, a lot of your high vibrational tools are not available to you. When you're down in lower vibration, you're actually thinking, you're sort of in this negative fog where things seem, you know, impossible. Sometimes things just seem downright hopeless. Mm-hmm. And you sort of believe that down in that lower vibrational state. And then you pull yourself out of it, or polarity pulls you out into a higher vibration. And then all of a sudden, you're a little lighter about it. It seems like maybe I can fix this, or here is a solution. Or maybe it's not as hopeless as I was thinking. What was I thinking yesterday when I felt so hopeless? That's why there's, you know, the all these terms of there's always a brighter day is very true, because we live in a polarized world, and polarity can drag you down, but can also take you back up. Sometimes you just need to wait it out, and polarity will lift your vibration. And when you lift your vibration, suddenly the solution to all your problems arrives, if you allow it.
Mm-hmm. That's true. And I think that idea of adjusting your vibration before something's happened is what we call the work. You know, it's sitting there and really focusing on how that thing will feel when it's solved, or when it's overcome, or when you've attained the state you want. You know, how will it feel to thrive? How will it feel to be in a loving, caring relationship? How will it feel to lose, you know, 20 pounds? How will it feel to you know, drive around in a nice car? I don't know, whatever.
whatever your version of abundance is, right? That's what we always say. You get to have your own version of abundance, whatever that looks like. And if it's material, that's fine. You know, the stream isn't judging, source isn't judging. So, you know, we certainly shouldn't do that either, right? Judge our versions of abundance.
No, absolutely. But you know, what we find time and time again, David, is that abundance is a feeling. People think that it's material things, but actually it's a feeling. It's a sense of freedom. It's a sense of joy. It's a sense of clarity. It's a sense of love for oneself. And people think that having the car, having the watch, having the nice clothes, having the nice house will give you all those things. But actually it's the other way around, isn't it?
Absolutely. Well, it's funny. I just, our latest Taya boot camp graduate, I just did her graduation over the weekend, and she's another Australian. A lot of Taya boot camp graduates out of Australia, and she's another Australian. And she was saying, and this is public, this was part of her testimonial, so I'll share it. She said that, you know, when she got into boot camp, she was focused on more money and saving her marriage. Mm. And now coming out of boot camp, she's actually ending her marriage because she's in such high vibration that she feels really good about it now. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, no, she's realized that for she and her family, that was the very best thing, was to move to a different place where they're business partners and friends, but they're not in a romantic relationship anymore. And it's actually better. Their children are happier. They're happier. And it's better all the way around in this new setup. And she says, but the number one thing she got out of boot camp was learning to love herself and that daily joy of self-love. And oh, by the way, I have more money now than I've ever had in my life, but I don't care. I love that. Yeah. I love that, because when you stop thinking you need money and you start loving yourself, the money just takes care of itself. And then, you know, you're in this wonderful state of having it, but not needing it for your happiness, because you figured out how to be happy without anything changing. And that's, I know they're ready to graduate when they get to that space. You know, that's a really cool space to be.
It's fantastic. And look, she did it in you know, one of the most historic times of mankind. You know, when nothing 3D should be working for you, when governments are pumping huge amounts of money to just keep people off the streets, and here's somebody who's, you know, magically, in a way, well, it's not magic, but it seems like it, has more wealth than they ever needed.
Yeah.
Or than they've had in their life.
Yeah. Well, and this, you know, to go to that topic, you know, this can be a very, very scary time across the planet for people, because you just see all of these institutions. And the stream had a meeting this morning. I channeled for someone, and they were asking about these institutions, and even the royal family came into the topic of all of these institutions of control, of mass control, are self-destructing, because we are ascending to a higher vibration collectively, and we're seeing that we don't need them. We don't need a monarchy, and we don't even really need government, and we don't need organized religion that tells us how to live our lives. And I'm not saying that stuff is necessarily going to completely go away. You can actually talk to the stream about that when we come back, but we're not going to break just yet. But when we do and come back, you can ask them about that. But the idea of disrupting those things and those things and their disruption are pushing back on us a little bit. Hey, we want to control you a little more. You know, here's something that you got to do, and we're going to pass some new rules, and we're going to put you on lockdown. We're going to do all these things. And I'm not trying to get into a conspiracy theory, because there's contrast on all topics. And I have learned that you can build a case for anything in any direction that you want to build a case for, because there's contrast on all topics. We create our own reality. So if you want to go down the rabbit hole of conspiracy theories and you get worried about lockdown, then you're going to create that reality for yourself. Mm-hmm. Personally, I'm not worrying about it. It just is what it is. And whatever, you know, the rules are, or the changing laws or whatever, I'm just going to kind of roll through it and have a higher vibrational perspective of, I'm not going to participate in that stuff. And it doesn't mean that I'm out protesting against it or anything like that. You know, I'm just kind of not, I'm just not letting it instill fear. That's the most important thing. Mm. You know, I'll wear a mask out in public, of course. And if I'm told, you know, I haven't, there's a lot of places that I haven't gone to. I live in Southern California, and we're sort of having this resurgence now of COVID-19, and it seems like there's no end in sight. And I see people on Facebook just freaking out, you know, in different ways about things and becoming very judgmental. And I'm just divorcing from all of that. You know, I'm sort of just staying out of those conversations. I am really creating my own bubble of reality, going higher and higher and higher in vibration, more and more connected to source, and really focusing on what I want rather than what I don't want. And that's the best advice I have for everyone. Focus on what you want and not what you don't want, and don't live in fear, but also don't go so far down in saying that you're not participating that you become, you know, an anarchist, because that can go negative really fast as well, because then you're still pushing against.
Yeah.
And we don't want to push against, because if you push against something, you're just giving it more power, whatever it is in your life, whether it's, you know, a lockdown or a, you know, negative aspect of a relationship or financial problem, anything that you really dislike and need to change, you're going to find yourself chasing that change all the time. And it's just going to be a never ending circle.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, in a way, it brings us back nicely to the topic. In this period of great global upheaval, of great global disruption, now's a perfect opportunity to tackle some of your long-held habits, or to tackle some things that, you know, you want to deal with, and harness some of that disruptive change that's around, the energy of that change.
Yeah, and you know, if nothing else, allow this to drive you to zoom out even further. And the two tools I was referencing in zooming out is, anytime something starts to take you down in vibration, stop and ask yourself, if I remove fear and I remove judgment, how do I feel about this?
Yeah.
Because that's the zoomed out perspective, because the source does not judge, and source is certainly not impacted by fear. And that's a source perspective that we're all part of, that we have access to. So when you take fear out of the equation, and you ultimately, if you remove fear, you're going to remove judgment because judgment is rooted in fear. Mm-hmm. Remove those two things and rethink it. If there's no fear of a consequence and no fear of damage and no fear of failure and there's no judgment of myself and there's no judgment of others, how do I feel about this? And it really changes your perspective on things.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And then you start to make decisions that are more rooted in what your soul wants than in fear.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I was talking just, we have a couple of minutes before commercial. I was talking to this attorney, this business attorney, and he was speaking in very fear-based terms. And he really could not wrap his head around the fact that I wasn't fearful about any of these things that he wanted me to be fearful about. And it almost, I think it angered him a little bit. You know, he really went down his spiral for a moment because I was, you know, saying things that, oh, well, you know, I'm not concerned about that. Why aren't you concerned? You need to be concerned about that. Well, I'm just not. You know, I'm 52 years old. I've been living this way for a long, long time and everything always works out for me. And I know that it does. So, you know, this is just the way I go through my process of doing things. And of course, sometimes, you know, someone that's an attorney or an accountant or somebody like that, they live in such a different reality that it's hard for them to wrap their head around. But he was really having a hard time. And finally, I just said, hey, you know, it's okay. You don't need to, you don't need to get into all that. It's fine. I understand it. I'm probably going to hire you to do this thing. So let's just move on from here. And, you know, kind of shut that whole down the spiral conversation down. But he was struggling. He was really struggling to understand how somebody, you know, with a business wouldn't be more fearful of XYZ. And I'm just not. I'm just not going to be fearful of that. So it's an interesting conversation, interesting way to live life when you disconnect from all that. So we're going to take a break. And when we get back, I'm going to be channeling the stream. And Matt is going to interview them and ask some questions about this disruption. And we're going to dive into perfect repulsion also. So come back, join us, stay with us. We'll be right back with the stream and Matt.
See you soon.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. OM Times. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
As I'm sure you know, it is time to celebrate self-discovery and personal growth. But you know, your efforts have to be consistent in order to stay balanced and to overcome depression and fears. So, what new books are available? How do you stay centered? Elizabeth Joyce and her guests will help you find out. That's Elizabeth Joyce on Let's Find Out, Mondays at 6 p.m. on OM Times Radio.
We are experiencing a global reset and much of the world is living in fear, but I see Taya practitioners thriving in this new reality.
I see Taya overflowing in every aspect of my life. It's just truly magnificent. There were times that I was not self-assured and didn't have the self-confidence, but now I'm fearless. I really love myself and I know how to live in joy and let go of all these things that held me back from living this beautiful life I've always dreamed of. And it's amazing how rapidly those things start showing up once you practice Taya.
It changes everything about you and it will affect all other aspects of your life, your health, your career, your money, your relationships. And I think that certainly has helped with my anxiety, with my mental health. I'm realizing that, wait a second, I deserve the best in life.
Visit thestreamofdavid.com/TYA to learn more about the Taya Mindset Practice and Taya Bootcamp.
A social distancing tip.
Putting distance between yourself and others is critical to slowing the spread of coronavirus. So here are ways to stay in contact without the physical contact part. Call, send a text, set up a video conference, post on social media, dedicate a song on the radio. If you have symptoms of fever, dry cough, and shortness of breath, call your healthcare provider before going to their office. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
We are here.
Thank you for joining us. We have a wonderful topic to discuss today. May we ask you some questions?
We are here to answer your questions.
Thank you. David and I were talking about disruption and the idea of changing things in your life to really tackle those long-held habits that you have. Everyone has something that kind of defines them that they're not particularly happy with. Do you have any guidance on how do you start at the very beginning to shift that vibration to really affect those long-held habits that we hold on to so dearly?
The habits of thought that you have developed over your lifetimes based on very often events that you may find traumatic, things that were negative that crossed your paths that you decided you didn't want to protect yourselves from. And desiring to protect yourselves, you set up this belief system that there are certain things that are negative that you do not want to expose yourselves to again. We guide you to explore the roots of these beliefs. Think back to the triggering events when you remember them. They trigger you down into negative vibration. The things that inform the limiting beliefs that you hold now. And we've even developed a process that David teaches where you fear map. You write down something that you're fearful about and you trace it back to what you believe the origin is of that fear, and then trace it back even further, as far as you can, to the root of the very first time that you remember feeling that way. And it's very likely that there are two or more events in your life that are connected that gain momentum due to your fear. And you created an unwanted scenario, sometimes over and over and over again, based on this fear. And when you find the origin of that, and you go into a detuning process of finding your path to appreciation of it, and if you are hearing these words for the first time, you may believe indeed that our asking you to find appreciation for something very negative that happened in your life may sound insane to you. Very contrary to the victim mindset that you are often taught to feel. The issue is that all creation occurs via attraction. So when you are in a victim mindset, you are placing yourself in the position of attracting something of like nature yet again. And you will not disrupt that pattern until you find a path to appreciation for that negative thing that causes you to feel an abundance block regarding a topic. So when you have a limiting belief regarding something, you need to find the root of it. You need to do some soul searching. And when you do this process of soul searching, you can clean up these abundance blocks. Many of the teachers, your modern day teachers of that which you call law of attraction, tend to focus on the happiness of it. The just be happy and you receive everything that you desire. Just focus on what you want and that's what you will get. And that is absolutely true. The issue that you run into is that you are in a vibrational environment that is polarized. So your vibration, and you are all aware of this, your vibration is fluctuating at all times. Sometimes you are up in higher vibration, you're feeling good, and sometimes you're down in lower vibration, perhaps without even a reason why. You just feel lower energy, you feel less hopeful. Perhaps you're even down into a lower vibration of despair. And there is no real reason, if you will, why you are down there other than polarity. And of course, your thought process can connect into that energy, and your thoughts can take off in such a direction that take you either down or up in vibration based on your focus. you need to get a hold of these emotions and a hold of control over your vibration and learn to turn the vibration around and raise the vibration on any topic. And when you do a process that we have delivered called zooming out, you zoom out to this higher vibrational perspective where there truly is no right or wrong, because all of the things that you judge as wrong in your world actually exist to drive you to create new things. And your creation of new things, you are actually acting in a positive way, which creates expansion. So if you start viewing everything as positive rather than negative, and we understand that this is a stretch for you to do in the beginning, but if you begin tracing things back to that which you consider negative and detune it by finding appreciation for it, even if the only appreciation that you can find in the beginning is appreciating the fact that you now know what you do not want, use that tool, detune these negative aspects, and you will begin to disrupt that vibration, that lower vibration that's creating an abundance block.
And it's that learning to appreciate the state and learning to appreciate things that allow you to start detuning those old held thought patterns.
Indeed, the high vibration of appreciation on all topics detunes the negative aspects of things that you perhaps always feel negative about. So we do not guide you to dive into the most negative aspects of your lives to begin in this process. Dive into things that are not traumatic, but things that have created some limiting beliefs. And work out your vibrational system, if you will, and going in and finding a path to detuning the negative aspects one by one, starting with you some things that are not quite so monumental to you, and see how they start to reshape the stories that you all tell yourselves about what your lives are. Because the stories that you tell yourselves over and over again create your subconscious playlist, if you will. And your subconscious playlist is creating your reality, because your projected thoughts are continually creating and recreating a reality. And whatever your reality is, that you, how you are perceiving it is your vibrational set point. It's a direct reflection of that. And the only way to disrupt that is to get into the things that are holding you back from those things that you wish to vibrate toward, the things that you wish to manifest, the things that you wish to change. And you must create a disruptive vibration. And there's nothing more disruptive than finding appreciation for that which you have never before appreciated.
Wow. Yeah. And now does this process need to be violent or intense, or can it be a gradual thing? Does it need to kind of shock, you know, people speak of having moments of awakening where their world was just cleaved in half and they finally realized everything, and other people have much more gradual processes. Does it matter how one starts to find this appreciation or how you start to disrupt it?
The words violent or intense are rather extreme, and that is an extreme vibration. And we do not guide you to begin anything in an extreme vibration, because it's such a rocky road when you do that. This is why we are guiding you to gradually move into a series of disruptive thoughts and finding appreciation for smaller things that you have never appreciated before, and then work your way up from there. You are sort of working a muscle that perhaps you have never worked before in your life. And you're not going to run into the gym and lift the very heaviest weights on the first day and then be able to go back the next day and do it again. You're going to damage your body. You're going to be very sore. You're going to be very turned off by the process. We do not guide you to dive into something that is terribly disruptive right off the bat. Move into a series of disruptive moves of attacking smaller things in smaller ways, bite-sized pieces, if you will, and do this step by step by step until you're able to move into the vibration of taking on bigger and bigger things.
Perfect. So slow and steady wins the race.
Begin slow and steady and understand that you have a higher self version of you, the eternal version of you, your soul consciousness, if you will, that is always there calling you forward. And when you begin a process such as this, if that higher self connection has been calling for a very long time and you've been ignoring it, you may indeed, with small steps, actually create a major disruption. David had that experience. We were speaking to him for a very, very long time, and he ignored and shunned the message until he finally let go and started meditating, and he had a massively disruptive experience in what he has called a Kundalini awakening, where our energy erupted within his body. It was always there. He just became aware of it in a very rapid way, and it changed the direction of his life. That's available, but if you go looking for it, you're probably not going to have the experience that you're looking for. Move into it gently and understand that when you're ready, it will happen.
Mm-hmm. And that's a very good point. You know, our 3D selves tend to get very impatient. You know, I've meditated for half an hour. Why hasn't anything happened? I meditated yesterday. Why isn't everything here today? Do you have any guidance from people who look for evidence too soon, or who start to wonder early if the process is working?
The guidance that we have is to understand that when you chip away at things a little by little every single day, you are actually doing more beneficial work than you even realize. And soon you will start to see changes. And very often these changes will seem very, very small. And they will start to add up. And then one day you will look back and understand that you have made massive change and have not even realized it. That is the way vibration tends to work more times than not. These slow, gradual changes that you adapt to, it's a more comfortable ride in the beginning, if you will. And then when you're able to manifest something of a higher magnitude, then you will. But we do not guide you to go looking for a specific set of circumstances. We are always guiding you to set a very high intention of trusting the universe to deliver everything that you want ultimately, and essentially getting out of the way of the universe and letting the universe do its job, which is ultimately to serve your expansion.
Yes. And the disruption comes in learning to trust for a lot of people, doesn't it?
It can be when you let go and learn to trust and trust the process, trust the universe, and ultimately trust your abundance, your version of abundance will begin to take shape, and it will be very different than what you may call the 3D version of abundance. But ultimately, you will come full circle back to an ability to manifest the trappings of 3D abundance, and certainly there's nothing wrong with that. There is no judgment coming from us regarding what your version of abundance is. But the path to true abundance is a path of self-realization, self-love first. Because you will notice in your world that all of these other things, these other versions of abundance, if you are not in a state of self-love and understanding of your eternal nature, there's never going to be enough of anything. Enough external love, enough financial abundance, enough material things, enough beauty, enough food, enough alcohol, enough drugs, if you will. There will never be enough of any of that to solve the lack of love that you are not having for yourselves until you find that love for yourself and you find that zoomed out higher vibrational connection. And then when you do, you understand that you hold the capacity to manifest anything that you want without judgment from us and without judgment from yourselves.
Mm-hmm. And once you remove that judgment and you remove those blocks, those things tend to appear more quickly.
In the not needing of them, you are in the very best position to manifest them indeed.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. We're nearly out of time. Do you have any final words for our listeners today?
The idea of disrupting your vibration is something that may sound confusing on the surface, because disruption may sound negative, but disruption is actually a very positive thing. You are disrupting by viewing things from a higher perspective, an eternal perspective, a perspective where poverty and illness and aches and pains and suffering and all of these 3D human conditions are viewed very differently. And it is our promise to you that regardless of where you are right now, you hold the capacity to shift your opinion on anything that is occurring in your lives now and anything that has occurred from birth or even prior to that. And when you begin to shift your opinion of these things just a little bit and start seeing them from a higher and higher perspective, you ease up on yourselves and you ease up on your past and you even ease up on the other players, the transgressors, if you will, that have crossed your paths. And in the easing up of all of that, the energy shifts regarding them. And suddenly your subconscious, your driver of your vibration begins to raise. And this is the process of raising your default vibration. And David refers to it as work, as do you. And indeed, it is work. It is perhaps the most valuable work that you can do as a human being.
Yes. And it's joyous work once we understand how to do it properly.
It is indeed, because you are finding a path to feeling better and better and better about yourselves. And when you are feeling better about yourselves, you are connecting directly to our energy, because we hold nothing but love for you. And when you are loving you, you are connected to the highest version of you, which is your version of this. And imagine being in a state of such self-love, such joy, and such clarity that you are able to instantaneously zoom out from any current events, in any problem in your life, anything that you are encountering as a human being, zoom out to an eternal perspective where it is all very temporary, it is all very clear and understandable to you, and your lives change dramatically. That is the true version of disruption. Much love. That is all we have.
Oh. Wow, really lovely ending there. We're just about to go to a break, David, so you can catch your breath.
Very good.
Your soul with waves of consciousness on Om Times Radio. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Consistently attract soulmate clients, begin showing up on brand, monetizing on your calling. Welcome all spiritual coaches, leaders, healers, light workers, and practitioners to a show that turns you on in your business and amplifies your magnetism. I'm host, catalyst, and spiritual business coach Rosalind Fung, and I'm here to journey with you into the juicy and help you discover where the real gaps are. Ignite your mindset and soul with strategies and systems as each episode takes you to the sweet spot that activates your soulgasmic business by tuning in on Tuesdays at 10 a.m. Mountain. Join me for your light language activation and let's magnetize and monetize.
I'm David Strickle, channel, author, and creator of the Taya Mindset Practice. Taya is a set of mindset tools that I co-created with the eternal wisdom of the stream. Join us in the Taya community, where we learn to release fear and truly trust the universe to deliver everything that we want and need.
This work is profound. If you do the Taya Bootcamp and maintain a daily practice, you will fundamentally change your life. I've maintained my practice pretty regularly since graduating. I meditate every day. I trust the universe to deliver what I want, I set intentions for my day, and I monitor my vibe up and down my virtual spiral. Doing these things consistently and regularly has made me a better father to my kids, a better lover to my partner, and a better boss to my team. This work is transformational and it will completely change your life. I can't recommend it enough.
Learn the mindset practice that is changing lives all over the world.
Visit thestreamofdavid.com/TYA to learn more and book your free discovery meeting today.
Opiates has taken everything and everyone I've ever loved away from me. Everything.
I blew my ankle out and I got prescribed pain pills by my doctor. If making my detox public is gonna help somebody, I'm all for it. I just wish I would have had a warning.
Opioid dependence can happen after just 5 days. Know the truth, spread the truth. A message from Truth, the Ad Council, and ONDCP.
And we're back. I'm back. I am here with Welcome Matt back. Garden. Hey, Matt.
Hey, David. How are you?
How are our friends the stream?
That was such a lovely session. That was such a really nice, gooey, warm session.
Oh, I'm high on like this feeling of love right now. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever it was really, really good.
They had lots of love for us. And you know, really nice, simple explanation about how to disrupt for change and how you need to go back and detune some of those long-held beliefs and where they come from. But the main message was like, look, if you want to change anything in your life, you just need to love yourself. You know, you just need to learn that habit. Learn that habit of appreciating what a wonderful expression of source you are in this environment.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because we're kind of taught, a lot of times we're taught not to put ourselves, place ourselves first. Mm-hmm. And I was talking to somebody this morning. I had a session with somebody this morning and we were talking about that, you know, she has so much more to offer others when she's in that state of self-love, you know, really taking care of herself first and really raising her vibration and being in her very best space. She has so much more than this idea of being this selfless, you know, person that puts everybody before herself. You just don't have as much to give in that space. So the practice of Taya essentially is a selfish practice, if you will, but it's a selfish practice in the idea that you are going to clean all this stuff up in your life. You're going to raise your vibration so much. And I promise you, part of it becomes you can't help but share it with the world. You know, the people that have graduated boot camp and the people that are practicing Taya are thriving right now. And in the thriving, they are really sharing it. You know, there's so many people coming into the Facebook group and into boot camp and all these places that are referrals from people that are in saying, hey, you know, life is great right now. What are you talking about? There's nothing to be afraid of. This is exciting. You know, these times right now that we're seeing, this is exciting stuff. We're seeing things that no longer serve us as humanity kind of falling by the wayside. And we've got this exciting new place that we're going to go. And, you know, Michael and I were just having a discussion this morning over coffee about the United States and that, you know, I wonder, you know, if the United States is going to continue, you know, as it is, you know, as the, because we're not united, we're very divided, you know, are we going to become the divided states and split up into other countries? And then we kind of went into, well, we're a military super force, so that probably wouldn't happen. And I just kind of backed out. I zoomed out and said, you know, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter what happens because I know I'm always going to be fine. And, you know, whatever happens, you know, across humanity is all good because we're all eternal beings. Let's enjoy this time that we're here on planet Earth and not live in fear of what's next and hold ourselves away from joy today because we're worried about what may or may not happen tomorrow.
Exactly. Exactly. And I think, you know, one of the messages that came through was like, look, this disruption thing doesn't, in your own personal life, doesn't need to be violent. Just work every day on chipping away and making little changes and incremental changes. You know, be 1% better today than you were yesterday. And soon you'll turn around and say, wow, I'm, you know, look how far I've come in a month. Look how far I've come in 2 months. And I didn't even realize it. Another lovely message that came through was this idea of your higher self calling you forward, and that when you started to do this work and meditate, you connected with that higher self, and that brought you more into in line with who you really are, which I thought was a really lovely message from them.
Oh, me personally, yeah. Well, it was definitely very. I think because I kind of hid from it for so long that when I finally got into it, it just opened up a whole new world. And then the final frontier for me was sharing it with the world, and you know, leaving my job and committing to doing this full time. And I have never regretted that, not even for a second. And there's been contrast in this, of course, but not for one moment. Would I go back to doing what I used to do and not do this anymore? I love doing this so much. So in the last 10 minutes that we have in the show, I do want to dive into something that we haven't really gotten into, and it came from a question. I was actually on another podcast, LOA Today, last week, and the host asked the stream a question, and all of this new information came from this great question. And his question was that if we are in a universe that is based on attraction, that all creation occurs via attraction, why do the same poles of a magnet actually repel each other rather than attract? So, you know, when you put a magnet together and you have positive and negative and you put two positives together, they actually repel. Or if you put positive and negative, they're very, very strong instantaneous attraction. And the stream's response to that was so interesting because they said that we say that like attracts like, but what we really haven't delved into in law of attraction is that exact does not attract exact. Exact actually repels exact, because when you have two exact things, there's no new creation available in two exact things. So they use the example of a romantic relationship where you have two different people who share the same, you know, perhaps the same values and goals and sort of a similar vibration, will be attracted to one another. But part of the attraction is that there are similarities, yes, but there are some differences. You know, when you're attracted to somebody and ultimately it turns into a romantic relationship, which is a sort of a higher stakes relationship, if you will. So it's really highlighted and it's a good example. You are finding things in that other person that bring things to the table that you think you don't bring. So there's enough similarity that, yes, we're a vibrational match, but there's also this aspect, and I use the example myself of, you know, if one person is an introvert and the other is an extrovert, they're looking to maybe balance that energy between them for a more perfect union, if you will. And then, of course, if reproduction becomes a, you know, an aspect of that, if it's a male-female couple, that's a whole other story, that you're actually, you know, creating a more evolved human being that way. But, you know, the stream said that all relationships certainly are not the basis of all relationships is not reproduction necessarily. So these relationships occur, and at their very best, there's a lot of similarities, but there are some stark contrasts too that bring two people together, two beings together, and create this more perfect version of, this higher vibrational version of, in this relationship. And that goes for every form of creation there is. So they've labeled it perfect repulsion, and that repulsion is actually part of attraction, that if two things are exactly alike, boom, they're going to repel each other and not become a match. Whereas if they're very much alike, like attracts like, then it's an attraction. Does that make sense to you, Matt? We'll see if it makes sense to the listeners. please comment if it doesn't make sense to you. But it made sense to me, you know, when I really wrapped my head around it. It took a little time for me to make sense of it myself, but you know, I do get it.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably worth a whole show, that this idea of perfect repulsion. But what I like about the concept of, is something is identical, it will repel, and the reason it will repel is because there's no growth there. There's nothing new when two identical things come together.
Right.
It's just more of the same, and the universe doesn't want more of the same. The universe wants growth. It wants expansion. It wants new stuff. It wants new creative thought, new creative energy. And so if everyone...
And it's best a better version of, right? So if we're always creating or recreating a better version of, that's what evolution is. And the better version of is going to occur through disruption. The better version of is going to occur through obstacles, through challenges that are going to create a better version of. And it's all part of the creative process, which I think is so cool.
Yeah, yeah. And when we say, you know, when we say better, that's not that there's no better or worse. It's just kind of an evolution. It's a growth of.
Yeah, it's hard to get into because, you know, more perfect, you know, I've used the term more perfect, not perfect, but more perfect, closer to perfection, closer to the highest vibrational version of, you know, whatever is being offered, whatever is being created. And of course, the stream has said that they use the term perfect, but they'll say that, you know, that perfect is actually imperfection, because nothing is ever perfect and done. Everything is always evolving, and we evolve through disruption. And we look at technology, and we look at the way businesses have been created, big businesses. Look at Uber. You know, Uber came along and disrupted the taxi industry big time, and became this global force seemingly overnight. Very disruptive. And of course, along the way, there was contrast. And there still is contrast in that business entity, of course. So it's a great example of disruption, though. Somebody thinking of something that now seems so simple, but nobody thought of it before. And I forget the person, the people that launched Uber, I forget their names, but you know, just that idea of, hey, this can be done better. Here's a way to disrupt this industry. And there are a lot of people that want to hold on to the past. You know, I'll never forget, I flew into Vegas. I was a very avid Uber user, and I traveled all the time for work. And I flew into Las Vegas, and I couldn't get an Uber. They weren't allowed to go into the airport. And obviously it was because, you know, some political stuff going on that I won't get too deep into because I really don't know the particulars of it, but it had to be political, you know, that they're not allowing a car service into the airport. Yeah. You know, that's kind of crazy. You know, it's just a ride. I should be able to, you know, get on an app and get somebody to bring their private car and pick me up at the airport if I want to. But no, because it was, you know, the establishment was fighting it for political reasons. Yeah. People don't want change, or they want a piece of the pie if they're going to allow change to happen, right? Mm-hmm. So this whole disruptive nature of things is so cool. And sometimes I look at the way, you know, the 3D version of me is, which is me, is sharing the stream. And I think it's sort of disruptive to spirituality sometimes, which is, I'm okay with that too. You know, it's a different level of thought. And it's, you know, it's not rooted in a lot of the typical spiritual teachings, and it's not rooted in worrying about beings on other planets or crystals or chakras. And there's nothing wrong with any of those things. You know, the stream is not against anything. There's no judgment against anything. But the message is very clear that we already have all the tools and all the power to change anything within us. And all of the Taya tools are self-actualization tools. And that's the point I really want to get across is, you know, hey, you can use any tools you want. You can have any belief system that you want. But this Taya thing is really cool because it gives you all the tools that you need that are already in you.
And that's the magic, is that we already have everything we need. You don't need anything else. Just go within and start loving yourself a little bit more and watch how everything unfolds beautifully.
Yeah, and that really is, you know, it's so funny. It seems so simple, but loving yourself more, holding yourself in higher vibration, fearing less, trusting more, which is part of that process, that is the answer to everything. And that's why I upset that attorney so much on that call today. I was so nonchalant about something that he wanted me to be, you know, in creating this bigger version of this business. I'm supposed to be all fearful about it, all worried about it. I'm like, you know, I trust it'll all work out. I'm not worried about that. Well, you can't just trust. You've got to, oh my God, you can't do that. You know?
Yeah.
Sorry, dude, this is the way I think. I know it's your job to think differently, but you know, it's my job not to. So here we go. It was pretty funny. I think I didn't mean to give him a hard time, but I did nonetheless, just because I wasn't buying into the fear stuff. And, you know, I am pretty fearless in my life. I'm not perfect. You know, I can go down my spiral. Fear can set in. And every time it does, I get on here and tell you all about it. But, you know, I've been pretty fearless these past several weeks. And in this fearlessness, I've been so expansive in what I expect and what I'm creating for Taya and for the Stream of David and for how we share things and what we do and our offerings. And it's just it's just a fun place to be, to where there's just endless possibilities. And I'm not worried. It's not that nothing can go wrong. It's that whatever goes wrong is perfect in the going wrong, or the obstacle, because that's only going to make it better.
Exactly. There'll be evolution there, and it will grow.
Yeah, whatever the next obstacle is, it just serves to only make it better. And gosh, it's just such a freeing way to live life. And I know we're not taught to live this way, but I want everybody that hears these words and listens to the stream and listens to the show to understand, you know, what I'm trying to share here is this fearless way of approaching life, to where you really trust yourself, you really trust the universe to deliver everything that you want, and you're really able to sort of get out of the way of creation and set this high intention of, I'm not even going to be specific about what this is going to be. I'm going to be very broad and very general, and just assume that the very best version of is going to come forth. It's going to be even more and bigger and better than I can even imagine on any topic, not just, you know, what I'm doing in my business, but on any topic in life.
Yeah. Exactly. And, you know, just trust them to deliver everything you need and that it's perfect. You know, that's already a huge thing to start trusting.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, moving beyond the fear-based, you know, trying to avoid pain at all costs, you know, look at the lengths we go to in our world to avoid pain. And if you view pain differently, obstacles differently and pain-inducing obstacles differently, they're not as painful anymore. They're just not. You can view anything from a higher perspective and really detune its negative impact on you and move to a place of appreciation so fast that you can really start to disrupt your vibrational process and really start to disrupt your life in a positive way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Less which fear, is, more trust. Is,
that's right. More love.
Yeah. Yeah. Very cool. So all the stuff that we're talking about on here, you can learn more at thestreamofdavid.com. And if you're interested in the Taya practice, which is the set of the practice actually that we've created based on the stream's teachings, there is a portion of the website, thestreamofdavid.com/Taya, T-Y-A. Taya stands for Trusting Your Abundance. It is all about trust. And we also have a Facebook group called Taya Global Awakening. Get onto Facebook and go search for Taya Global Awakening. Join the group and learn more about the Taya practice. Matt, thank you so much for co-hosting today. I really do appreciate it.
Pleasure, Dave. It's great to be on. It's a lovely session. Thanks, guys. Very bye, good. Everyone. Have a fantastic week.
Bye, everyone. Namaste.
Namaste.